This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, some role play featuring me as a doctor. I want you to enjoy it, to help our listener Mark out with his girlfriend who keeps asking for upstairs talk. Also, our caller for bangers is about to be on X on the Beach. Exciting. And Sophie, who works on the show, is disappointed daily with her food choices. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You right, Chris?
I am good. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Good birthday night last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it feels like my birthday's going on a bit too much, to be honest.
Well, no, it's not on today. It's just finished.
No, I know. It's just I'd done a birthday weekend, and then it was like the actual birthday yesterday. Mm. I'm not a big fan of people who make it stretch over 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, I mean, some people, yeah. I mean, some people, one person we know in particular makes it last over a month.
It's too much.
It's like, it's still my birthday. Well, no, it's not, babe. It's one day. Anyway, we're on till 4 o'clock with Mostak coming up and Justin Timberlake. Bing.
Bing. You keep texting me this.
Bing.
Bing.
Tune of the week also coming up. Bing.
What is this Bing thing then?
Okay, you know the website, I saw this on their Facebook, you know Vice? Mm. Some very clever person there has noticed that President Trump says Bing a lot. I haven't even noticed this, but I think it's going to become my new thing.
In what context?
Okay, hear this.
Bing, bing. I love it. I love it.
I'm sitting there tweeting. Bing, bing, bing.
You press a button. Bing, bing.
They all hand you checks. Bing, 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 bing.
You know, with a map? Bing, bing, bing.
A little mouth on him. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing, bing. They're cleaning up.
Fix it up. Bing, bing, bing.
A 14-point plan. Bing, bing, bing.
Everyone else, bing. Where have they gone? Bing.
Wow, what a tackle. Bing.
Playing cards. Bing, bing, bing.
They want me to use the pump. Because the other one, which I really like better than going bing, bing, bing.
It's like puppets. Bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom.
I was imitating puppets, and I said, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Bye, bing.
Bing, that's the end of that.
I don't understand his different uses of the word bing.
The President of the United States there, you can use it for anything.
It is anything, though. He's not using it the same way every time.
Make America bing again, bing.
You're bing.
You're fired. Bing, 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 bing. I think we should maybe bring it to the radio. I don't know. I quite like it because you can use it. It's so versatile. You can use it for literally anything. You try it.
Oh, well, all I keep thinking about is the microwave being ready whenever he says it.
Bing, 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 bing.
Coming up, we're going to speak to that guy Mark who we had on yesterday. Who, his girlfriend quite wants to do some upstairs talk with him, and he's not keen on it. He's not. Not feeling it.
No.
It's not for him at all, but we're going to do a bit of role play with him a bit later on, just so he can find a character he likes. So the next time the girlfriend's like, hey, let's head upstairs, he's got something to say.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, bong.
Scott Mills.
You want a remix? So many people saying this, and I can give you a remix, like, straight off the bat.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom.
So versatile. Well, I mean, I can do a proper remix for you if you'd like it at some point.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people are requesting songs with Bing in now for this.
Oh, there's loads. But that could have been Justin Bing-Blake if we wanted it to be. How about Sean Paul Shake That Bing? I mean, there's obviously going to be loads and loads and loads of these.
Yeah.
Very Bing heavy. Bing,
and
Bing,
I feel,
Bing.
I feel that we should be the people to make them before anyone else does. So, Big Shaq.
The tingles.
Bing, Bing, Bing.
Yeah, of course.
that one works.
One BBC Radio One.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to a guy called Mark. He's having a slight issue with his girlfriend. Everything's fine, but she's quite keen on the upstairs talk. And he's not very good at it or very keen on it. But he's not had the chat saying, can we do less of that, please? So sometimes he does have to do the saucy talk.
Mm. And we both suggested to him, well, if you're going to do it properly. And perhaps we can help on that front.
He doesn't like it, I think, because he hasn't found the right character to play yet. So that's what we're going to help him with this week.
Yeah, well, in your experience, Scott, is that the best way with this type of thing? You've got to imagine you're someone else. So what do you do?
Just find your character and stick to it, channel it.
And what do you do on a personal level? expat to judge? Or
That's for me to know. Anyway, here's what happened on the show yesterday with Mark. Do you have to be anyone in particular?
Not anyone in particular, just more like name, maybe names you'd like to be called or things to do and stuff.
Okay.
Things to do.
All right. So, and
we're all doing very well so far.
All right. So sometimes what she wants you to call her names.
Yeah, things like that.
Right. What, like yeah. Julie, just for change or...?
No, I hope not. That's my mum's name.
Oh, that's...
Call me your mother's name!
And he's back on again now. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
Are you ready for a bit of role play, just to see if we can find you the right character, so then you can be that guy in the, you know, in the moments with your girlfriend?
Probably not, but we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's worth giving a go, isn't it? See how we get on with this. After we spoke to you yesterday, what were your thoughts and what was said?
I'm not sure, really. Just wondering how today would go down when you sort of say what we were going to do to have a try it.
Okay, well, I've taken all the pressure off you here because I'm going to be the doctor, okay?
Righto.
And you're my patient.
Okay.
All right. So you've just got to imagine you're like in the doctor's with me.
Yeah. Well, you've been in the waiting room for a while,
yeah.
I assume.
Mm-hmm. You've read the really old magazines that are in there.
Your Why full name has been lit up on a board.
Yeah.
With your full name and what room to go to. Mm-hmm. You're about to see the doctor.
You've read a copy of Closer from 2006.
Yes.
And we're ready to go, okay? I'm calling you in. You ready?
You've tried to guess what's up with everyone else in the waiting room.
Yes, that's a good game. All right, I think we're just about ready. So, Mark, you okay to wait there?
Okay.
And let's play Doctor and Patient next. One, Scott Mills. Hello, Sarah in Essex, who says, I'm not sure I can bear this. Is there a cringe warning? Yes, there is, I think. So Mark's on the line. He's not very good at the upstairs talk with his girlfriend and he needs our help. But you don't really like doing it, do you, Mark?
No, not really.
However, we're trying to find you a character that you are happy with so that maybe you'll feel more comfortable with it.
Okay, then.
Okay, here we go. Next patient, please.
Oh, sorry. What? Very quickly, before we start this, I just thought, should we have some kind of safe word in case it gets really uncomfortable?
Okay.
And then any of us can just sort of duck out.
Okay, what, so if it gets too uncomfortable for Mark, he can say something like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, but not that.
Yeah.
What would you like it to be, Mark, your safe word?
Well, I've just had a toffee crisp, so I'll say toffee crisp.
Toffee crisp.
All right.
Nice.
Okay, right. If you ever feel uncomfortable, then say toffee crisp and I'll back right off, okay?
If it goes too weird.
I'm going to beckon him in now.
Okay, well, would you like me to play the receptionist role?
Absolutely, yes. Are you like the one off of The Apprentice?
Yes, yes. Right, you've okay, never so seen my face.
I'm Dr. Large, okay?
And patient, what's your name? What would you like to be?
Any name?
David.
David. All right, then. Let's start with that. Hello, receptionist. If you could send in the next patient, please.
Certainly, Dr. Large. David to room three. David to room three. Dr. Large will see you now.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Dr. Large. How can I be of service?
Well, Doctor, I've got a bit of a headache and I'm feeling very tense.
To be fair, you do look terrible.
Thanks.
And you say there's a lot of tension?
Yes, I would say so, yeah.
All right, then. So if you just want to hop up on this couch and I will give you a neck massage, which I believe will help the headache. All right?
Sure. A doctor with a couch, that's unusual.
Not necessarily. Okay,
go on.
Hop up on there then, go on.
Okay.
Are you on there now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
David, can you try a little harder with this? We're doing everything we can on our end.
Yeah.
Sure.
Really get into it, okay? Sorry. Focus. I'm Dr. Okay. Large. Okay, here we go.
Back in the room.
Right. All right, so I've got you on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now going to give you a neck massage.
Right, okay.
Okay. Just tell me how this feels.
Why?
With a headache.
Suddenly become a masseuse.
By the way, I've got to say, I am very good at relieving tension.
Well, I have to say you are.
Yes. Tell me if this feels good.
Yes, that feels lovely.
Mm-hmm.
What about here?
Yep, that feels fantastic.
And over here?
Yep, again, that's really helping.
And down here?
I'm not so sure about that.
If you could just cough for me. And again? Yes, they're fine.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay, so that felt good, did it?
Yes, it felt great.
Oh, okay, good. Right, I think we've done the neck, so feeling a bit better?
Yes, yeah, feeling okay. Fantastic.
And is there any other tension anywhere that you'd like me to relieve?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you sure?
Come on,
I
David.
Won't ask again.
Sorry, Scott. One second. David, really try here, please.
Anywhere
okay.
else?
Sorry. Trying to help you here. Help yourself.
I know.
Back in the room.
Okay.
So you're fine, just the neck, was it, with the headache?
Maybe around my thighs.
Okay. Tight thighs. Thankfully, I'm good at those.
Right, okay.
There we are. How's that feeling for you?
Being a masseuse. That,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
Good. Okay, well, I think we've done the neck and the thighs. If I could just flip you over now.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll need to take your temperature.
And
just
okay.
pop that in your mouth for me.
What? Okay. I was worried for a second there.
No, pop it in your mouth, Corn.
Okay.
Now, David.
Uh-huh.
How long have you had these symptoms?
I've had them about a week.
Okay. Now, I've just taken your temperature and you are looking quite hot.
Okay, thank you.
No, I mean, your temperature is high. So I'm going to have to get you to loosen your clothes. So
Toffee crisp.
Toffee crisp. He's called Toffee crisp.
There we are. Okay, fair play.
All right, well, let's all step back out of the role play now and discuss what happened.
Mm-hmm. I like it. You said the safe word, though, still with the stethoscope in your mouth.
Well, I was more worried about getting the out of the situation than taking the stethoscope out.
Yeah, I felt that was all very weird.
Okay, so... that was our first one. Do you think the doctor-patient scenario is for you?
Perhaps, maybe. It could be one to try.
I don't feel that you were that comfortable with
it. You didn't sound that engaged in it. Perhaps we should try a different role play another time.
Sure.
But rest assured, Mark, we will find the correct character for you this week.
Is there any character you want to be? Have you given that any thought?
Quite into cars, racing driver would be cool.
Well, racing
driver.
I'm
sure there's a world of innuendo there.
Also, just think of any job that you'd like to be. Like, you could be a spaceman and we could be the aliens. We could do anything.
Anything.
Right, okay.
Have a think about it, okay? And then, because I want you to be comfortable, okay?
Sure.
So we'll speak again tomorrow. Thanks very much, Mark.
No worries. Speak to you again.
BBC Radio 1.
I think he's fine. Literally everyone is messaging us going, ah, Toffee Crisp, Toffee Crisp, Toffee Crisp, Toffee Crisp, stop!
Scott Mills.
Hello to this person, I don't know your name, I think it's Ellie. Yeah, Ellie, saying, what am I listening to on Radio 1? In my college's library, trying my hardest not to burst out laughing. Some people just couldn't cope with it because it was a bit weird, wasn't it? Mark from Somerset says, it's easy to see why you're a DJ and not a doctor. He would have had a thermometer in his mouth, not a stethoscope. Lol. Did I say stethoscope?
I think you got it wrong at one point.
Yeah, they're two completely different things. That was the most awkward thing since my first kiss. That's from Confused in Cumbria. Switched on halfway through that. What station am I listening to? That's from Dawn in Cornwall. That was the most difficult thing I've ever had to listen to on the radio. Thanks, Johnny from Somerset. I think that gets a...
Bing, 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 bing.
Scott Mills.
One. Hello, Ellie, who's listening to us in Hawley, Surrey. She says, sun shining, listening to Scott and Chris on Radio 1. I am so ready for summer now. I know, winter is just like... It's been like so long.
It's starting to creep in, though, isn't it?
Is it? It's going to get colder again next week.
Nah.
Yes.
Grab a few... And a few grand around.
Scott Mills.
This message, look, Scott, stop. You're really annoying me today. I'm in an annoying mood.
You
today.
Are a bit annoying today, you're
I
right.
Am. You know when someone just has an annoying day? I am that guy today, aren't
That's
I?
That's you.
And I'm quite enjoying that I'm annoying. Isn't that bad?
Especially with all the bing, 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 bing,
bing. Yeah, I'm going to stop that now because I know it's annoying. But you know when you just want to be annoying? Hardly ever happens to me, but yeah, today.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio
1. Let me know if anyone else is really annoyed with me. I just feel that everyone is today. Like the whole
all the listeners like, shut up.
Scott Mills. You are annoying loads of people today.
I know. I reckon I should just like play songs until the end of the show.
Well, someone suggested that. Joe texted and said, I wish you could just play 10 songs in a row when you're in these moods, Scott.
Someone says, just because the sun's out, you don't need to act like a wasp.
Yeah, there's more. Afternoon Sky, I always find you annoying, so I've noticed no difference, really, if I'm honest. And then another one here, a bit rude. I never get sick of hearing you, Scott.
Hattie says, God, you're annoying me today, 100%. There's something about what I'm doing today, it's really annoying.
Is it I never get sick of hearing you? That's a good thing, actually, isn't
it? I never get sick.
Oh, I'll put that on the good pile.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, yeah. Not sure what it is, but you've annoyed me today too. That stupid noise you keep playing isn't helping. But then, weird, Andy the Painter's found me a lot less annoying today than I sometimes can be.
Scott Mills.
Well, they're annoying me.
Who, the listeners?
Disciples.
Oh.
It's just I feel like I'm always playing that song, and I love that song, but like it was in my dream last night.
Weird
that means
that
I'm playing
it
a lot.
But weird that they should be annoying you, because nice.
Just annoy me. No, they're great guys, but just... and also, when we do, yeah, you, that's annoying me. Talking of Tory people, which is where that yeah, you is from, have you seen the new Trash TV, which I think it's only been on last night and the week before? Five Star Hotel?
No.
Right? So celebrities... a lot of ex-Towie.
Lydia from Towie. I've seen the adverts. Joey Essex.
Yeah, Joey Essex is the
bellboy. Spencer.
Spencer's on. They're running a hotel, guys. What could possibly go wrong?
They're not actually running the hotel, though, properly, are they?
It's just a lot of arguments. It's kind of like Towie, but son. Yesterday, I won bangers with this. Queens of the Stone Age. We'll play it again in 10 minutes.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
James Bay, he wants to give you wild love. He wouldn't need any roleplay help.
It's not necessarily a help thing, though, is it? It's just like...
If you missed this on the show earlier, we have a listener called Mark. His girlfriend wants to do upstairs talk with him. He's not keen. I'm saying it's because he hasn't found the right character yet. We tried Doctor and Patient earlier. I was the doctor, Dr. Large. And tomorrow we'll try another scenario just to see if he's more comfortable with that one. We've just got to find the right character for him, I think.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're full of it. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm excited to talk to you guys. Oh, I'm good.
Good. Are you finding me annoying today?
Oh my God, you know what? I'm more annoying than you. I am the most annoying person. So no, you're fine.
But you know, like, people just have annoying days. That's what Scott's having. It's not like a general annoying thing. He's just being annoying today.
You know when you've got like a little brother or sister and they're just really winding you up? That's how I feel. I feel like I'm the brother or obviously older brother today, just annoying you, you know?
Mm.
So Katie, you're going to be on X on the Beach next week.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday. Oh my God.
Okay, was it high drama?
Oh my God, always high drama. High drama.
Here's the thing, right? I don't know why you would sign up to that show, because I can't think of much worse than being joined on a beach with my exes. The very premise of it is a weird one.
What made you sign up, just as a matter of interest?
Well, it's a free holiday, but to be honest, when you sign up, you don't actually know what you're signing up for. It's only then when you start asking for exes that you sort of click. And I just didn't really care. Like, chuck me anywhere, I'll handle it.
Okay.
It was fun.
So, can you imagine being on a beach with all your exes, Scott? That would be an...
No,
imagine.
Absolutely not.
Big old beach, that.
Oi.
Not because of the... No, that was not... That sounded rude on the... Like, a particular ex. That's not the case. It's more quantity.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Is this... You just said that. Also, here's another thing, right? When you're a cast member on X on the Beach...
Yeah.
And you know it's called X on the Beach, why are you so surprised when your ex rocks up on the same beach?
What are they doing here?
What X is going to be, or what situation that you're going to be put in. Like, generally, something like progressing as well, and then they chuck your X in just at the wrong time. And it is nerve-wracking.
Okay, it's on next Tuesday. Let's hope the picture on my TV is better than the sound quality on your phone.
Oh, no, is it bad?
It's just a bit weird. It's probably ours because we haven't replaced them for a long time.
Right then, let's do bangers, right?
Okay, so here's what I've got for you today. I know you normally go for me, Casey, but here we go. This is Remind Me, High bing, Contrast. Bing, 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 bing.
Tricky one to do at karaoke, that.
I wouldn't even attempt it. I can't go that high.
Okay, Katie, I'm going to try and tempt you away with something that Scott would normally pick, I would say. But I thought change in tact.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, right? This is Christina Aguilera.
Car wash.
Car wash. Feet, Missy Elliott.
I didn't even know this was a song.
A bit different though, right?
Yes.
It's from that film, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
What a film.
It's like a fish film.
Yeah, I think you're right. Is it like Shark Tale?
Shark Tale.
Why
would
Shark
Tale have car wash in it?
Because the fish were doing the cars or something.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Anyway, Katie, your decision.
Oh my God, you guys, I don't know. You really like teeing it up. I could dance around my thing to that, but I really like Scott's choice still. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to have to pick Scott.
Yes, he wins again. And he makes it two, and it's only Tuesday. It would be, wouldn't it?
Surprised at that. Obviously. But surprised at that choice.
Surprised that you chose car wash.
I know, but I honestly thought she'd go for that as well. Not that car wash, the Christina Aguilera version. How have you not heard that?
I just don't think I've ever heard it.
Scott Mills.
You know, we've got a member of the show team who's normally so full of life.
Yes.
And we love her. Her name's Sophie. And she works, so she sits outside in the live lounge and just does all the admin for the show.
Yeah, and when she's not doing that, she makes up little raps and things like that. She'll walk in and she always lifts the mood.
Always lifts the mood. Such a happy person. However, I can't help but feeling today that she's, I don't know, like a little bit fed up. Sophie, are you okay?
I've had an absolute fail this morning, guys. Not gonna lie.
What happened?
So, trying to do the whole healthy eating thing. And this morning, I've come in... I've already had a slice of courgette cake. Sounds healthy. Probably not that healthy. Full of butter or whatever. And then I went to the supermarket on the way, had a croissant full of butter, ovs. And then walking down on the way to the BBC, I had two slices of halloumi. And I'm just... It's not gone to plan. It's really not gone to plan. We're still, like, not even halfway through the day yet.
Poor Sophie. This is a regular. I love that this is on the show now because this is a regular thing that happens sort of between us all. But Sophie gets so disappointed in herself.
What was the thing the other day where you, like, we came out to see you and you had your head in your hands? Why was that?
Well, I basically went down to the canteen with the intention of probably getting some cucumber sticks and hummus or something, but I came back with some chips. And full-on Chinese takeaway with prawn crackers, the lot. It was so terrible. And people were walking past like, what are you doing? And the chips had cheese on them as well. Cheese is my downfall. This is the problem. Last night, I don't know if I shouldn't really be saying this. Last night, I sat in bed at midnight eating cheese on crackers. I know. At midnight!
What about the Weight Watchers weigh-in?
I didn't go this morning. I was too ashamed.
No, here's the thing, Sophie. I think you should eat whatever you want, right. Obviously. We're all saying this. It's only because you get so wound up and disappointed. But it's you that's setting your own goals. It's you that's doing your own thing. Tell everyone what happened with the cakes that you got me for my birthday. What happened with them?
I bought two packets of... miniature cakes, and they were miniature.
They weren't that miniature.
They weren't, were they?
No.
They even said mini muffins on the packet. Like, that was the evidence. and nobody else had any of these cakes, but somehow I managed to have four cakes. Someone else had got your birthday cake, and then I proceeded to have like one massive slice of that cake. So then I had like 5 bits of cake, and then topped it off by last night sitting in bed eating cheese and feeling sorry for myself.
I really like this because I'm on this weird diet at the moment, but normally I am you.
Same.
But it's what I love is you're like externalizing everything. It's like you're different people or something. Like you're blaming yourself, but you're blaming other people.
Often we see you with your head in hands and it's like, oh no, she thinks she's overeaten again.
This happened with the breakfast, actually, thinking about it a while ago, didn't
that?
It? Do you remember when you just popped down for, you like, told me you're going for a slice of brown toast and a poached egg?
Yeah, I was going down for a slice of brown bread, no butter on it, poached egg. But then I think I ended up coming out with like 2 slices of bacon, sausage, hash brown, beans. There were eggs in there, so I got one thing right.
Oh, you're my absolute favourite.
You sound happier now for sharing, though.
Yeah, I think it does help when I get it off my chest.
Well, I think that's what we do from now on. If you ever feel slightly like you're not yourself and you want to share this thing, just let us know. We'll put you straight on.
Yeah, just
share
buzz
with
through. Right, like even today, if the salad doesn't go to plan, any time, just go Scott, buzz me through, right?
Deal. Thanks, guys.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Well, people are loving Sophie because they're the same.
I think it's very relatable, this.
It really is. Simone's like, Sophie sounds like me, currently writing dissertation, stress eating cheese. Josh in Dorset has missed lunch. All the talk about food is killing him. Sophie is my spirit twin. She speaks to me, says Becky. Ryan in Doncaster says, Sophie sounds great. She is. And she's just going to buzz through now. Yeah. Next time she thinks it's gone wrong. Scott, help, I've just eaten 15 biscuits.
One. Scott Mills.
Hello, Liam on Twitter, who says, Sophie on Radio 1 earlier is literally me. This is Sophie who works with us. She gets so cross with herself, goes to the canteen just for a leafy salad and comes back with full Chinese takeaway and chips and dips. What's on your Instagram story? Sophie's mayo, I saw earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Opened the fridge earlier and there's nothing wrong with this. There's mayo. She's put Sophie's mayo on there, but then decorated it with a load of stars around it. Boy, it summed her up beautifully.
One, baby. Radio One.
Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from One on BBC Radio One.